This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Developments in Saudi Arabia at this hour. Gunmen have launched a series of attacks on a compound housing foreign oil workers in the Persian Gulf city of Khobar. At least one American is confirmed to be among the dead. Saudi security forces have surrounded the gunmen at the compound and have apparently moved in. There may be hostages. Rashid Hussain is Saudi correspondent for the Pakistani newspaper The Dawn, and he joins us from Khobar. Mr. Hussain, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
And what's happening at this moment, sir?
At this moment, apparently the Saudi security forces have moved into the Oasis residential compound where the extremists were holed up, and they were apparently had taken a number of people as hostage out there. Initial information was that there were Lebanese people as well inside the compound who were taken hostage, but five of them have reportedly been released, and there could be a reason behind their release. Most of the analysts are looking at it a little differently, that when the extremists attacked a compound in Riyadh in November, the compound was mostly housing Egyptians and Lebanese, and it generated quite a hue and cry out here that they are now starting to target even the Lebanese and the Muslims from other parts of the world. Mm-hmm. So perhaps the Lebanese were released to show some sort of respect to them. How many are still holed up, or whether there are still hostages or not, it's not at all very clear. The Saudi authorities even perhaps don't know exactly how many people are inside it, because they were holed up in the recreation center of the Oasis compound. Mm-hmm. And the recreation center, people get in and get out, so it's difficult that someone was keeping a tab on how many people have entered before the entry of the gunmen out there and taking hostage.
Mr. Hussain, is there any way of making a fair assessment now as to who might be behind these attacks?
It is very difficult to say something with any confirmation, but apparently Al-Qaeda has put a message on a website, but it's still very early to start pinpointing. The Saudi authorities have not come out with any statement as yet, but the apparent signals are that most probably Al-Qaeda may have been behind the attacks. Although let me add that Al-Qaeda, whether it exists as a single unit with hierarchy, is difficult to say. People doubt them. Could be individual cells of 3, 4, 5 people acting independently. So it's difficult to say right now, but of course the blame right now is going towards Al-Qaeda, and the fingers are pointing in that direction.
Okay. And this would be seen by many people in the area as the latest in a series of attacks?
Yes, indeed. It would be seen in that direction. And you have to look at it a little at the perspective. It now seems that the extremists have started to target the oil and energy infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Now, that is a very serious development that has taken place from the beginning of the month. On May 1, there was an attack in Yambo, in the Red Coast city on the west, on the other side of the kingdom. And the target was on Yanpet Petrochemical Company. Then today, the early morning attacks this morning, exactly at the same time at around 7:30-ish, when people start to get into the offices here, these were, of course, the soft targets, and a message has been sent out that, look, we are after the petroleum infrastructure of the kingdom.
Reporter Rashid Hussain on the line from Khobar, Saudi Arabia, thanks very much.
You're more than welcome.